This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back into draft coverage as we are here live downtown as things are getting put together here for the Texans draft party. As we said, the gates open here at 6:30. Hey, they got food trucks around here. Greg Popovich is walking through here.
Not Rudy Tomjanovich. I know we're used to seeing Rudy places.
But Tyler, that wasn't Greg Popovich. Thank God he got out of his I know he had a health scare this week. Thank God he got out of there and was able to make it down here, and he's walking
I don't mean to make light of it, but since he's out, I guess I will. Did it shrink him?
Yeah, he got a little shorter here.
That old boy there got figgy.
I walked over. I said, "Is that little Greg? Greg Popovich?"
little Greg.
It is little Greg. But no, man, it's a good time being had. They got food trucks. They'll have food trucks around here. They got drinks, and I'm sitting right across from some drinks for the for you, the adults, and also for the kids as well. You can see the Texans cheerleaders. You can see Toro, the mascot. You can see some of us hanging with us and the Sports Radio 610 personalities, and even some of the engineers. You'll be able to see them as well. So a good time.
You can get your face painted. The kiddos can get their face painted over there free.
Ooh, I might get my face painted.
Well, it's for the kids, but free face painting.
That goes right. You get your face painted and get you some tenders too, Tyler.
It's for adults too, Clint.
Tyler likes to go to parties and get tattoos. To hell with face paint.
That's true.
Like real ones. Yeah.
It goes
and gets them done.
That ain't got Tyler, man. If they break out the ink and needles, Tyler
will win. He's in. He's in.
RSVP into that.
He's in. I thought about going to that deal when they did the tattoos. I thought about going in there and seeing if I get a personal one done.
You would not have been able to.
Let me go up in that H. Do you think you could do an R?
You can't get a discount. Hey, bub, forget that H, man. Give me an R.
Yeah, can you do an H for
you
me?
You could do an H.
Could you do an H for me and then go UGHLEY underneath that H? Just a little extra. I tip you. But no, if you are late, and I do want to get to Jalen Green here in a second. If you are just jumping in, right as Clint's Dirty's Daily started, breaking news was hit because there's a trade. If you're just jumping in, my guy right there, he don't even know that that Nick Caserio just made a trade. There's a trade just made in the draft. The Texans are trading 2 fifth-round picks in the draft. Their 2025 fifth-round pick, which is 166 overall, a 2027 fifth-round pick to the Browns. Yes, the Browns again. And if you would think the Browns, hell, they might give them their first for that. But the Browns are trading 2025 sixth-round picks, 179 and 216 overall, as well as a seventh-round pick in this year's draft. So the Texans are getting 3 extra draft picks. They now have 9 total. However, they don't have any in the fourth and fifth rounds, so they'll have the draft pick in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third, and then they will have those 2 in the sixth and 2 in the seventh. So that's where they stand right there. 5 picks being traded. The Texans get 3 picks in this year's draft. So that is the latest.
Let me paint something for you.
What do you want to paint?
What you say we draft at 25? We just stay steady at 25.
Just stay there and try to get up higher in a second.
And then we use the extra second that we have next year and all them little measly late picks that they just picked up from the Browns.
To get George Pickett.
And we move up into the second round. What do you think?
It's something that's happening. I could see that. I could see them doing something to move up higher in the first. I could see there's going to be some movement, right? I almost would be surprised if there is not movement today, right?
I guess what I'm saying is if you use it right with the extra three this year and the extra two next year, you could potentially – now, I don't know how crazy Nick wants to get in this year's draft, but you could potentially end up with three picks in the first and second round this year.
Get out!
Yeah. Well,
you add that to that squad, boy, you're moving a needle right there.
You could, yeah. Yeah, or they could say, we are going to move up to get the dude we want.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's just like when you combine all of the smoke that we were getting, everything from, I'm talking the Diana Rossinis, the Peter Schragers, the James Palmers.
Jeremy Fowler. Albert Breer, all of them.
Yeah, all those reporters who are very, very, very well connected coming in and saying, yeah, man, don't be surprised if the Texans move up. Hey, I think the Texans are on the move. Word is they're on the phones trying to get up, trying to move up. And let's be honest, from what else we're hearing, Clint, there ain't a lot of reports of teams dying to go up.
Right.
Most of the thing is teams. So they may be one of the few teams that are actually trying to move up. We've heard what Jacksonville, for some reason, rumored to want to get up from five. We've heard maybe some other things. So they may be, and so it may not be a lot of competition for them to have to move up in this thing. So something's in the works. When you combine, like I said, all the smoke that everybody's been talking about here, and they're going to move up, and then all of a sudden, a few hours before the draft starts, you know, he gets three more picks in this draft. I would imagine something's going down.
Yeah, man, it's just when you look at it again, his willingness to move, the extra two next year, the extra three this year, now all the extra late picks this year, boy, it's and doing it right now before day one makes you think it's a day one move.
Yeah. That's what I would think. Yeah.
I know we got to get to Jalen Green. Sorry about that.
Hell, we can get to him in the next segment. We've run through that.
Well, I mean, he deserves every bit of it, man. What a damn night.
Yeah, we'll get to him. By the way, someone texted in. People are texting in about your earlier thing. Said Clint, you may need to be prepared to go and stop and get some flowers on the way home.
We're gonna get your flowers for sure.
Yeah. I just remind her who gave them two little beautiful girls.
I think
man.
She should have been better. Maybe Liv flushed something down the toilet. You remember that pencil? Pencil took us out for 2 weeks.
Liv don't mess around in our bathroom, back in the bedroom much.
I'm trying, Lauren.
She don't get back there much.
I'm trying, Lauren. I'm trying to give you it out.
Now look, I'll make it even worse. I bet you it was just overloading that toilet with some little tinkle paper.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, we're really working on flushing the toilet in the night.
And now, you know, the thought is, well, what was the need to overload
with the poo poo?
Really get it clean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to overload, yeah. The toilet paper.